bar, akkor a Mahomes a pedig, vagy a Chargers, csak felösetelés, és már közdő ángyra is a lapecsaranár, vagy a Dr. Dánszal, még egy kövösodról a pádigi.
Gyerünk!
Skandegri founder a Chargers, egy kövösodról a pádigi.
Gyerünk!
Jajomus a bar, akkor a Mahomes a pedig, vagy a Chargers, csak felösetelés, és már közdő ángyra is a lapecsaranár, vagy a Dr. Dánszal, még egy Ananda Kodi Vaishnav Rundaki
Jai
Namacharya Shula Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai
Prems Kaho Se Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Rundaki
Jai
Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Gurudan Ki
Jai
Rajami Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai
Nadimayapur Dham Ki
Jai
Jagannatha Pati Dham Ki
Jai
Ganga Mai Ki
Jai
Jamuna Mai Ki
Jai
Whatever you wish, Mother.
Prasad Khan?
Khan, no problem.
No problem. What was mine? That was my wish. Sure, I thought. What is your wish? How many sneezes Jagannath did? Have you calculated so far?
What is it? How many?
Sneezes.
After snani.
Three per hour. Three per hour.
Little hour, not much.
Means Om Swaha, Om Swaha, Om Swaha. Like that. Three times we speak, so three times sneezing is auspicious. But when Jagannath sneezes, everybody blows out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would go to Alarnath in this 15 days of Jagannath sickness, because nobody can visit him. Only pujaris can come. I mean, his sneezes. Right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take almost 21 kilometers walk. And it became daily routine for 15 days, you know. Then, as soon as he reaches Alarnath, he doesn't see any difference between Lord Jagannath and Alarnath. Alarnath is 400 Vishnu form. All right? Have you visited Alarnath? Anybody who went to Jagannath Puri? You went one. Anybody else? No, not yet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you did. No, never. Okay. You like Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very, very ecstatic reaching Alarnath. And Alarnath is standing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paid his obeisances, but actually he fell flat on a very solid rock. But due to the ecstasy, the rock melted, and it gave the impression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's obeisances. So, the footprints are there, where the toes or the knees, wherever it fell, you know, these impressions are there. So, we have an object of meditation. We have to think on the transcendental subject matter of ecstasy. And ecstasy is derived only if we are in the state of samadhi. Why people target, even impersonalists target samadhi, or those who are yogis, they target samadhi. But a devotee is sitting, moving in any condition, he is always in samadhi. Machitta matagata parana bodhayantascha parasparam. Kathantascha mam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. Krishna explains. First of all, my devotees, they are always chanting my glories. Nobody else's glory. My glories. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Nobody else's. Yatantascha dradavrata. They endeavor with a very firm conviction to chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. They worship me alone. My devotees worship me alone, nobody else. Nitya yukta upasate. Samadhi state. Nitya yukta, always remaining in connection with me every moment. And this is their worship. Upasate. So, where there is free time? No. In this upasana, which is nitya, they take advantage of wherever they are going and performing this excellent union with mind, body and activities. These devotees are engaged in machitta. Their minds are absorbed in me, thinking of me. Madhgata prana. Their soul is already dedicated and offered to me. Madhgata. They are always in union with me. And yet, bodhentascha parasparam. They enliven with spiritual esoteric truths and practical devotional ecstasies. This is their activity. Bodhayantascha parasparam and kathayantascha mam nityam. Always they talk about me. Nityam. Always. And tushyanti charamanti cha. They are satisfied and they take pleasure. Oh, Hare Krishna, they don't have anything for doing fun. What do you have to do? Do you have anything? What do you do for fun? They say.
Chant.
They don't understand the fun. Their fun is skin deep. They don't understand the depth of the fun that Hare Krishna and devotees are receiving. So, when we do devotional service, it is not a superficial application. Rather, the same thing when we chew more and more juice comes out. Otherwise, there is no juice in the material talks. Yet, out of ignorance, they want to chew the chewed. Matim na krishne swadaha parato va mithopi padyat grahavratanam. The only defect is that these are grahavatis. Therefore, they don't have any inclination about Krishna. They want to discuss about Krishna, they will not be able to, or come to an ecstatic judgment even, or conclusion of their so-called belief system. Whether they believe in Krishna or not, doesn't matter. But because they have not got any idea about who Krishna is. Familiarity, why does it breed contentment? Why does it breed contentment? Because they take it very superficially or on a material experience level. So therefore, they are not qualified. But over and above, the biggest disqualification is grahavratana. Grahavrati means Sanskritifier. They want to enjoy material sense gratification. They are grahavratis, they will have never inclination on Lord Krishna's reality. So Adanta Govihi, for a grahavati, Adanta means unbridled, is not controlled. Who? Senses. Gobhi. Goyare. Senses. Goyare cow. You know cow? Have you seen a cow? In Australia, we go to Cessnock Farm and you go. Go means cows and go means senses also. The Govrata means those who are sense gratifiers. Adanta Govi, because their senses are unbridled, when punaha punas charvitam charvarana, that gives them ride on a merry-go-round, no fun. Have you gone on merry-go-round? There is the fun. You wrote merry-go-round? Merry-go-round. You know the one that moves round and round. And merry-go-round is, merry-go-round is, you may ride on a horse or a duck, or sometimes they put cows also and go round and round and round and round and round. It's like a dog is chasing its own tail. Have you seen a dog going round and round chasing its own tail?
Yes. Yeah.
You have seen him. I'm asking the kid. Right. So, chewing the chewed means also go round and round. But there is no juice. Kids might have fun, but adults don't enjoy. Has anybody sat on merry-go-round after eating full plate of prasadam? Was there a fun? Or it was a vomiting experience? See, we think that kids have fun, but we don't have fun. In the same way, the karmis think that sense gratification is fun, but for the devotees it is not fun. Their fun is in katham tascha mam nityam ramanti tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Tushyanti means they are so satisfied, and ramanti means they take pleasure. So Jagannath is sick, what kind of pleasure you will get?
Ecstatic pleasure.
What kind of ecstatic pleasure?
Dancing with abandon.
Are you going to dance in front of a sick person?
You told us to enjoy your sickness last time, Gurudev.
Yes, that's the one. But how would you enjoy? By having the same sentiment as sickness, you should be worried.
But taking care of Jagannath, like,
yes,
he's really
but worryful.
Sick.
Not a mechanical care, robotic care, you know, take care. He can also give tea, coffee, even not coffee, sorry. Brahmastra juice.
We shared the cold with him, I've got it now.
Good. I remember every day because my cup is staying also. And I have to think of Jagannath, how much, you know, suffering he would have. Today I'm able to sing a little bit and speak a little bit. Otherwise, every day I was under, you know, bad shape. So, thinking similar. We have to create a sentiment, not opposite sentiment, but parallel sentiments. And then we can interact with them. Parallel sentiments. If Jagannath is feeling sickness, then you can't enjoy. So you have to be serious. During 15 days, it's serious. Jagannath requires serious reciprocation. You can't simply cut a joke on a sick bed. Right? When we visit somebody in the hospital, we have to change our mood. We don't go to the hospital for fun. Rather, we have to be very serious. So, cultivating such food. These are the festivals that give us opportunities to cultivate the mood. In India, we know when Lord Krishna was born in the jail of Kamsa, right, in Mathura, it was total darkness. Nobody was around except Vasudeva and Devaki in shackles. So they cannot move around much, you know. They don't have a kitchen in the jail, so they can create even warm water or anything. Nothing has been told. And when Lord Krishna appeared, he didn't cry. He appeared in his full regalia. you know, with Shankachakratara Padma, he stood before, as an adult, stood before his parents, you know. What kind of mood, you know, the parent would create if they got a newborn baby? What kind of mood?
Happy.
Yeah, that is completely, you know, our social mood is completely different. You know, and the poor baby comes crying and we want to give, entertain her. And get the attraction, you know. Is born crying. Did you come out crying or with smile? Hari Bol, how are you, everybody? Did you say anything? No. You cry. If you don't cry, you can't leave. All right? Yeah. It's very bad. No fun. Then why do you make happy birthday? It's completely reverse, you know, opposite. Wow. I didn't do anything. It's completely opposite mood that we create. We think opposite mood is fun. So, child is crying and parents are joyful. Haribo, all right, Haribo me. But we have to remind, we have to remind him, chant Hare Krishna right from the very beginning. That is the most important thing. You know, even crying child will stop crying. Listen. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That with the mood, and it's ecstasy for householders. Alright? It's a big job is to be done. That's, as the event is important, for the purpose Krishna has given us opportunity to follow in the footsteps of Prajapati Brahma, we have been given this obligation and duty. So the mood has to be exactly appropriate. You know? Brahma asked Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, "My dear Lord, I want to help in your creation. But I don't have anything. Can I borrow your energy?" And the Lord says, "Why not? This is a service to me. I'll appreciate." And that fulfills your desire too. "I want to create 8.4 million species of life, and all the susupta jivas in the time of dissolution, they are still in suspension. We want to give them opportunity to come into appropriate species of life. So, by combination of your three modes of material nature, I will make combination and permutation and different shapes or different, that fulfills different desires will be great." As a master plan, you know, he's the biggest architect. Brahmaji is called the architect. Vidhi. His name is Vidhi. Vidhi Vidhan means it's a plan. He performs this activity planning, like a town planner is the species planner. Darwin, we were talking about the Darwin, right? Who was there? Oh, yes. Right? We were talking about Darwin. But Krishna already gave the imprints of 8.4 million species of life. And the scientists who are following Darwin, they have hardly traced out 2 million only. Every year they find more and more species of life. They did not know. So, they are not advanced. When we are given the information, Jalaja, Navalakshani, Stavaranam, Lakshma, Vinshati, Krama, Rudra, Sankrita, Pakshinam, Dasalakshanam, these are the calculated number of the species of life. And it's a big category, and a lot of species, subspecies will be given. Do you know how many kinds of human beings are there?
200,000.
So many. And Darwin is only thinking of monkey and human being. Whenever it's so much narrower. But Brahma already gave the imprints from the very beginning. The combination and permutation of three modes works like this. Sattva, Raja, Tama. If they are mixed up with Sattva, Raja, Tama in different proportions. If you go to Bunnings, you know, and go to the paint department, you will see from basic paint they can create so many different shades of the paint. And everyone has a different characteristic. So similarly, these three modes of material, nature, combined with themselves, three, that makes nine. 9 into 9 is 81, and 81 is 82. An unlimited number of shades are created. So, just to tell 2 million is not enough. But 8.4 and with specific number, because that's there, you can possibly create that kind of desire and you will fit in. In human form of life, if you create a desire which was suitable for the karma of a pig, rest assured, the next birth is a pig.
So one question, Maharaj. Yes, 84 million. No, I'm not a scientist. No, 84 million species, basically before Brahma in the Mahatattva, Lord Vishnu has already created before, no, already planned, no? In Mahatattva principle, if you take like, when it comes to Saguna, when it goes to Mahatattva, already then the three gunas come and then the creation starts.
24 elements are created. After Mahatattva.
Atma. Okay.
Yeah. And then Brahma takes over.
Brahma takes over.
That is a visarga. Krishna does sarga, Brahma does visarga. And man is the tertiary creator, third degree. From created thing he can think he can more, create more. No. But that potency is there. So similarly, the potency which is inherited by human being involves this particular obligation through Garbhadhan Sanskar. And one has to meditate on it. One has to meditate on it. Keep Krishna in center, you know, and invoke even Lord Brahma. So, it's an obligatory activity. and it should be done in a holy marriage. Marriage is for procreation. It's not for any other. And it will be called illicit marriage. There is no marriage in that category. That is according to Shastra. So, every phase of our life, which is supposed to be dedicated in service of Krishna, must become a meditation. So why not working outside for the satisfaction of Krishna becomes meditation. You will become expert doctor. You can become an expert engineer. You can expert, you know, create your expertise by connecting Krishna. Connection without Krishna is not an expert. Yoga karmashu kaushalam. People misunderstand that you do the best you can, perfect you can, and that is equivalent to Krishna yoga. No. There is no connection with Krishna. Yoga means connection. So, we are supposed to be connecting with Krishna through our karma. So, karma's perfection is in connecting with Krishna. Whether karma is perfect or not perfect, who cares? That is devotional service. In devotional service, you are not supposed to even needing of a particular qualification or a know-how. Devotional service is independent, doesn't depend upon your knowledgeability of a particular activity, no. It does not depend upon prerequisite knowledge, no. Knowledge follows. If you are a devotee, ready to accept any order, even beyond your thinking, when Guru spells out, you know, must be ready to accept. That's how the hippies took the order of Srila Prabhupada. They did not know nothing. We want to seek the miracle where the miracle has happened. Nobody came with an educated background of Hindu culture. But they executed what Srila Prabhupada spoke. That was their qualification. They did not know how to start a magazine back to Godhead. And Prabhupada already did. It was, you know, when he came to USA, that magazine stopped because Prabhupada was busy. Prabhupada wanted to start again. At that time, where the cyclostyle machines were available. Right? And Prabhupada told him, can you start back to Godhead again? This is where I left out. We had previous copies also. So they got the idea. Even they had, you know, Godhead is light and Maya is nisyans or something like that.
Darkness.
Right. So that was there, and Prabhupada used to print 1940s. And he read for about 10 to 12 years. But when he left Vrindavan, the magazine stopped. But sooner or later, within 4 or 5 years, Prabhupada told them to start magazine, and they did not know. Hippies hardly read any books. They simply want to hear. So their inquisitiveness in hearing was so strong that they heard Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's transcendental words penetrated into their heart. And they were ready to do anything Swamiji said. Then people go with a very favorable situation. Very favorable situation. And then people go and try to do. Just like the Gaudiya Mutha. They struck ISKCON as soon as Prabhupada left the body. Because they thought, now it is favorable for us to preach. Otherwise, Prabhupada himself invited them to let's unite and preach. No. Nobody came forward. They were waiting that when Prabhupada would fall. Prabhupada did not fall. That's why his cause is existing. However, I mean, so, when we try to go through each and every activities in our devotional service that we face or come around us, it gives us opportunity to meditate upon. It's amazing. So we become more and more introspective for ourselves, for others. Surroundings and for the whole institution. So, we need steady situation to be created by our sadhana and service attitude. So we will reap the benefit and advancement. So Jagannath is, of course, every opportunity of any service in ISKCON and our temple exactly is an opportunity to go deep into that. That's why Srila Prabhupada would say there is no difference of devotional service of a pot washer or an administrator. Even a pot washer can develop this meditation. A serious pot washer, they will clean the pots so spotless. Over and over again. And Prabhupada said, yes, his expedition is cleaning the heart and there will be benefit. If not in this life, next life is ready. So devotional service is independent. It does not depend upon anybody's formula. People start newer and newer formula just to make them, sellable, opening up their shop. They want to sell their item. I remember very vividly in mid-70s, in India, near in Gujarat itself, okay, I got a newspaper article, you know. There was a big advertisement of a movement coming. And they were propagating a mantra which was supposed to be resounding like Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But it says, if you chant Hare Mohan, Hare Mohan, Mohan Mohan, Hare Hare, Hare Soham, Hare Soham, Soham Soham Hare. And he was not only impersonalist, but Soham means he wants an equivalent position of God. Soham. So Soham group came up. And they were propagating this. But we don't see any potency. I don't know where they are. They went in oblivion. Devotees said, wow, Krishna takes care of them very nicely. One day in New Vrindavan, I was about noon, I was supposed to give a guided tour to the so-called Bhagavan. He was bringing his disciples, you know, another Gujarati. Rajneesh was a Gujarati, you know that? Oh my God.
Marwadi, no? Marwadi.
Arre Baba, he was from Gujarat and he was a Jain.
Jain.
Jain
means Tiyad.
Jain, huh?
But anyway, this person was old, he was in wheelchair, and everybody calls him Dada Bhagwan.
Dada.
Right? Anybody knows about it?
I heard of him, Dada Bhagwan.
Heard! I have seen and treated him. So, Dada Bhagwan came, when he was not there, I have traveled all over the United States and made so many of his followers my black members first. And then they became Dada Bhagwan. So I used to visit in a friendly place. So they know me. And they become prominent because in America he was more prominent than anywhere else. Right? I don't know, in America anything goes. So he was making his headway and collecting money and making his own ashrams. And so one of our friends, you know, I'm talking of 1986, we were also embarking on a big project in New Vrindavan at that time. So, there was one structural engineer, and he was familiar with Kirtana at that time. And he said, so they all came, and they sat down. But he came with a mission. He came there. We will go there and conquer them and defeat them. You know, with this attitude they came. So, you know, familiarity breeds contempt. So then, one Mr. Patel, everybody was Patel. Okay. One Patel who was working for us as a structural engineer, he introduced, oh, Bhaktiban, this is my guru. This is your guru. You are working for us, and he is your guru. All right. What's about it? Then somebody corrected. No. He is a self-realized soul, therefore he is called Bhagwan. Where did he get self-realization? At Surat railway station. Surat railway station is the dirtiest railway station, you know, in our times, you know. And he happened to be our time framework period. And so, somehow or another, he was a Jain also. At the same time, he learned something slokas from Bhagavad Gita, and he was, throwing back and forth and shut up their so-called follower. So they think, no, Bhagavad Gita, only Bhagwan can speak, nobody else can speak. Therefore, he was calling himself Bhagwan. So, when Kirtanan came, I have to introduce. I was the only one knowing Gujarati, so I was interpreting what they were saying into English and translating and telling them back and forth. So, at one point, Kirtanan. So, what is God? What is God? And he said, oh, upadrashta anumantacha. Huh? Upadrashta means sakshi, the one who is a witness. And anumanta means one who sanctions everything. That is the definition of Paramatma. Alright? So, but you know that beyond that it is me. I am the seer. I know Paramatma is sitting in your heart. But actually it is me who is expanding and sitting in your heart. This is that. So where is the question of devotional service? And we started bombarding him, you know, and I was translating at the same time. And then he conceded defeat. How did he consider defeat? Do you know? Oh, in our social terms, you know, if we go to somebody else's turf, we have to respect them. So, if they come on our turf, I'll win, you know, in 15 minutes of debate. Then I told, come on, Dada, let's go and have darshan. And it was around 12:30, so Rajbhogarti was done. And we keep our gates closed, but you can still keep on having darshan. Because thousands of people come anytime. So darshan would be kept open until late 8:30 or so. So they came, and Dada told one of his stalwart front runner disciple, and it was Dr. Niruban. She is a Gujarati too. Right? Said, oh Niruban, can you sing that song in front of Krishna? There's one. And she started in Gujarati. Okay? Then I had to translate. Oh my dear, oh Lord Krishna, oh Krishna, what are you doing standing there? Don't you know I'm in your heart? It's other way around. Huh? So I told Dada, your meal is getting cold. Let's get out. And they really followed. But this is that teaching, you know. He is a stone statue, but actually because I have realized I'm God and I have expanded, just like Bhagavad Gita said, yes, I'm expanding. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matta sarvam pravata. So this guy thinks it is for him. Where does Krishna go away? Huh? So different people have different meditations. If they are wrong, but they are dead wrong, and they are so stubborn that you can't win over. What do? Leave him alone. Feed him prasadam and shut him up. The mouth should be shut. Don't listen. Otherwise, mayavadir bhashya sunil hoila sarvanash. If you hear, there is mayavadis, impersonalist or dead against Krishna, let them be dead, but give them prasadam. So some sukruti will be given to them. He didn't come next year because he died. So they made his samadhi because he did not leave his body, self-same body of Bhagavan. He left earth, water, fire, air, ether behind. And who knows where did he go? He must be hovering like a ghost in Brahmajyoti. Eternal? What is the destination? Krishna says, they will fall down. One who has not taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord comes down. If he thinks, however, he has got the Brahma Pada, but Patantiyada, they can fall down. Yen nirar vindaksha vimuktamarina tai astabhava avishuddha buddhaya aruhya kruchena paramapadam tata patantiyada anadad yushmadangraya. Because of lack of holding the lotus feet of the Lord, they deny him even that the Lord has lotus feet. When Jagannath happened to appear in incomplete form externally, but yet you can put appendages and show him, hands and feet. That's how worship is. Never think, have you seen when Jagannath dresses are there, the hands are like stumps, right? That was added later, but that Vishwakarma was making it, he left it half done, right? Unfinished yet. Indradrumna Maharaj, got it done, painted and conceived the meditation. The sentiments that develop by worshipping properly and with methodology, you go and you will realize that there are so many temples in India. I have seen myself, and there one temple in Dakor, Ranchodrai temple is there. Then there are varieties of people. Some are impostors. But the pujaris, if you see them, when they make the Lord go to bed, and they do it everything in open. They worship him in open. They dress him in open and dress him also in open. And when they want to tell the Lord, okay, let's go. They will take the padukas or the shoes of the Lord and make him walk in such a way as if he is walking. That's a meditation. So in each and everything, whether you see something some people do or you do yourself, it's an opportunity of deep meditation. But some other sentimental people are coming, those who have not developed, but they still love him, like sahajiyas, right? I have seen one sahajiya coming to the Lord, and he starts arguing with the Lord, talking to him, but arguing. Hey, Krishna, what did you do? My business went down today. I can't afford this. You should take care of your devotee. He was quarreling with Krishna. Sooner or later, he will purify himself. And he will render unconditional devotional service. So never mind, you know. There are so many things, so many opportunities. Huh? And so many festivals. So where is the lack of fun? People see how the devotees wake up at 3:30 in the morning. We were used to take cold showers. You know, this is nothing. Minus 30 degree in New Vrindavan, we were taking cold shower. You know, Devamrita Swami, he was there, president. He used to collect the water during the day and keep in his warm room, so he doesn't have to. But there was no heat provided. All right? Some people will stay in the cow shapes because cows naturally emit heat. You know, and the whole cow shed is warm. They do not need, you know, any heater or anything. So the devotees were staying with them. Even the peacocks and other birds also stay with them. But that was the kind of training, you know. I was in New York for the last 2 years, means up till 1978 and 79. We didn't have money to pay for electricity. You know, and we have a 13-story high building, and all the floors were frozen. In my room on the 8th floor, there were pipes coming, you know, and they were leaking. In cold, it contrast. So, what happened? It cracks, and whatever the kind of liquid is getting into that pipe, it freezes and oozes out. Icicles form. But we have to take cold bath. Running water never freezes. We will love to take cold bath. So we made tangible progress only on that aspects. Now, if a temple doesn't have hot water, devotees don't go there. Right? But that's how the commitment was there. So Prabhupada put up, you know, and devotees still, after he left, then laxity came because people started moving out. So, you know, they provided hot water otherwise. Now, very simple. But prasadam was very excellent. Even they leave austerity, but there was no austere prasadam. We have gulab jamuns every week, like tennis ball. I have a story. Where did he go? He went to sleep. The kids went to sleep. Anyway. And even down, there was a devotee named Charu. Right? Charu Prabhu works hard, but he loves prasadam. And a series of articles were written by him incognito. I mean, he would not declare. He said, Confession of a Prasadam Addict. All right? Confession of Prasadam Addict. And every month that magazine would come out in Brijvasi Spirit, you know, in West, this kind of Brijavasi spirit, that he would write an article of some newer and newer episodes. So, Charu Prabhu was very well known for his prasadam habits. He will steal. If nobody gives, he will steal. There were fights with pujaris. You know, they break the lock and enter in pujari. Need prasadam. You know, when I went in 78, when the beautiful Prabhupada Palace was under construction, we also laid some little hand and giving the plaster. The morning breakfast was amazing. We were given oat water,
oatmeal,
but cooked in water with a whole chunk of butter. Put up ginger and salt. Excellent taste. You know? But that is called oat water, very mere oatmeal. Not even porridge or milk in it, nothing. And a few soaked chickpeas. You have to take number 5, only by amount counting. 5. Then ginger pieces and something. But then Mahaprasad. There will be 10 varieties of sweets. Everybody should get. I was waiting for you. I'm talking of one of my god brother, you know. His name was Churu. He was a prasadam addict. You know, addict.
Yeah.
Drug addict, like, but he was prasadam addict. And he was writing a diary. Every in a magazine, he was putting out newer and newer adventures and prasadam stealing and fighting and this and that. So, Churu Prabhu was very well known for his prasadam. At that time, the size of the gulab jamuns was tennis ball size. Have you seen a tennis ball? Yellow, right? That size, gulab jamun. You know gulab jamun, rasagulla, gulab jamun. So that is gulab jamun size. If somebody throws and hits somebody, then he will faint. Yeah, gulab jamun is very heavy. So, Churu Prabhu, when it comes to gulab jamun, you know, he will sit down along with the devotees, and devotees will have fun. Everybody will get 2 gulab jamuns, alright? And they will pass on to Churu, because he will receive only 2. In this way, he would eat 70 gulab jamuns. That is one size. Alright? 70 gulab jamuns. Then he goes and hides somewhere and goes into hibernation. You know, deep sleep. Nobody can find him. There is no work on Sunday. Devotees take off, but with a heavy stomach, they enjoy the ignorance of bliss. Then he will wake up about 7:00, 7:30. Wait till the devotees, you know, go to sleep. He will go in the kitchen and drink the old syrup.
Oh my God.
You know, Gulab Jamun is dipped into syrup. So he will drink it up. And again goes to sleep. And he will not wake up for Mangalarti. So, that was true. So funny, so hilarious, but they were record breakers. You know? And they inspire, not in eating, but how they contribute in Krishna consciousness. You know, he left his body. Nobody knew where he was. People leave. Whatever service they have rendered Krishna, never forgets. So, ecstasy is there, everything is there. But we have been given opportunity that each and every moment, in Brahma Sahita it says, what is that verse?
Premanjan? Premanjan.
After things are over, Brahma is telling that every word is a song.
Katha
Ganam Natyam Gamanapi Vamshishpiya Sakhi. That Yam Krodha Kama Pranayas Sahajadi Bhiti Vatsalya Moha Guru Gaurava Sevya Bhavi Sanchilyam Tadrisham Tanuma Purete Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamamana. You can use every sentiment in Krishna's service. Every sentiment. So, if you want fun, go ahead. Everything is in there. But don't try to look fun separately from Krishna consciousness. You know? Don't try to look separately. It's everything embedded. Therefore, Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that the performance of this devotional service, starting from chanting, you know, is the culmination of all perfection. Right? It says, pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. Rajavidya rajagruhyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. So many benefits are there. Pratyaksha means it will happen right before your eyes. You don't have to make believe. You perform and you will realize. Avagamam means stage-wise, you know, step-wise, not haphazardly, under the tutelage, the help of spiritual master. That's called avagamam. Dharmyam, the principles of religion. Susukha, it is pleasant to perform. Performance itself is pleasure-giving. Kartum avyayam means whatever you perform, it is inexhaustible. It is not going to be temporary. It is eternal. Can you give up chanting Hare Krishna? Try. You will never. Why? Krishna is after your tail. You can't. You can't forget Krishna. Once you remember him, you can't forget. But keep him always in your consciousness. Srila Prabhupada came with so much mercy to bestow the opportunity and bring us in the shelter of the holy name. So it's a permanent asset. You can't forget. So keep it concentrating. You know, make it from a sap, make it honey. Concentrate. That's why Krishna likes misri, not sugar, not jaggery. Have you seen Krishna eating jaggery? No. He likes misri. Misri means crystallized or recrystallized sugar. Recrystallized. How they are making the big, big crystals. It's a process. Sugar have crystals, but these are small crystals. You don't see in jaggery this crystal, but sometimes you can see. If you see in the microscope, there are crystals. But when they are purified, the bleached sugar is there. It is having crystal. But from that, a crystal sugar, a big crystal, can catch up so many other crystals and make a big crystal. So the taste is condensed in the big crystals. So in the same way, we have to concentrate the sweetness and make it a nectar. Nectar is always concentrated. Namrita. So, any question or comments?
So from what you're saying, like it seems in those days, like devotees were very, like if you're saying hippies, they're very sincere, they followed, did whatever Prabhupada asked. Now, for me.
But you do not deserve any criticism. You are a devotee. Yeah, still, and everybody has to respect the devotion.
They're doing in those days.
That's okay. Because they followed Srila Prabhupada, they progressed so fast.
Sure.
Now people do not follow that seriously. They were seekers of truth, but they did not try any other esoteric methods to seek the truth. They engage in pure devotional service to the spiritual master. And they were given direct access. The same opportunity is available today. But Kali Yuga controversy are there. But is this controversy of today only, or from time immemorial? The controversy started from Brahma and Shiva. Remember? I started with the controversy.
Doesn't mean we have a hope then? Doesn't mean we have any chance?
Surely. In Krishna consciousness, we have to hang around. Prabhupada gave a simple formula. Whether you disagree or not, just try to go for it. And it will be taken care of. Because we are not running the institute. And those who think that they are running institute, they are not running institute. It's by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada the institute is running. So why do we have to quibble about ISKCON? Who is running? Krishna is running.
Krishna is running. We are the only instruments, basically. Eh? Everybody's instruments.
Surely. And these instruments are clattering. between themselves and destroying their ability to perform devotional service. Each other. Means what? Cut off?
Guru Maharaj, yes, in Kirtan. Your turn, Kirtan. Kirtan.
Can anybody go back to Godhead?
Yes, that's the way to go back to Godhead.
But isn't being a demigod temporary?
Demigods may be temporary, but they are devotees too. If a man can become devotee, why not a demigod? If a demon can become devotee, Prahlad was a devotee, but demoniac family. Right? He was born in demoniac family. So there is nothing impossible for anybody to go back home, back to Godhead. Simply we have to cultivate the desire to go back home, back to Godhead.
Maharaj, in the Nectar of Devotion book, Maharaj, because I was reading and it was saying that a pure devotee doesn't desire either liberation or to be on the same planet as Krishna or anything. So then what is the right thing for us to desire? To go back to Krishna? Is that okay?
Material aspiration is not the desire of the devotee. Even liberation is having a cause, but this is causeless devotion. Just like devotion, Krishna is independent, devotion is independent. There is no difference between Krishna and Bhakti. It's his internal potency. Bhakti Devi, we say, she is the combination of Samvit and Ladini potency together. So, all other aspirations are not interested. A devotee is not interested in those aspirations. That is material desires.
Well, she wants to actually me ask that, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, Mama Janmani Janmeshwari, again and again, give me bhakti, devotional service. Whether we should pray for devotional service or we should pray for going back to Goloka.
What's the difference? A devotee is always carrying Vrindavan in his heart. And wherever he goes, he exposes Vrindavan. Right? So that is Golok Vrindavan. He stays like Krishna. He never leaves a foot out of Vrindavan. So a devotee does not leave a foot out of Vrindavan. Is it not?
Same thing.
A is equal to B.
B is equal to A.
And B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C.
Look, if you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you are already in Vrindavan. Moment we forget, means we are, that stabilization is not coming in like.
Generally, after a few chants, you do forget. That is the problem. We should concentrate. It means try our best to remember Krishna